BP and ConocoPhillips are abandoning their joint effort to build a gas pipeline from Alaska's North Slope to the lower 48. Officials with the Denali project announced this morning they did not get the customer commitments needed to continue the pipeline work. The state-sponsored project led by TransCanada is still working on its plan to build a pipeline, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Since the Denali project began work in 2008, the Lower 48 shale gas boom has taken off. Scott Jepson, a vice president with Denali, says that's changed everything.
The Lower 48 right now has a tremendous amount of gas available, probably excess gas. And consequently, prices have really declined since the Denali project began. When we began, prices were in that $8 to $12 range, and now they're down into the mid-350s to $450 range.
Jepson says no one knows how long shale gas will be produced at such high volumes, and he says that's creating a lot of uncertainty about the future of supply and demand for natural gas in North America.
That really, I think, has just made this a very difficult environment for us to try and go out and get the $100 billion plus in commitments that we need in order to build this project and to get the multi-decade-long commitments that we require.
Denali spent $165 million on the three-year effort. Jepson says at its peak, several hundred employees worked on the project. He says the company will withdraw its pre-file application with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and close out operations in the next few months. Another company, TransCanada, is still working with ExxonMobil on its gas pipeline project. It holds the state license for the line. TransCanada Vice President Tony Palmer is still optimistic about the pipeline's prospects. He says potential customers have told him they need to see resolution on the state's disputes over future development at Point Thompson, and they need progress on state taxes and regulatory issues.
We've resolved almost all of the pipeline shipper issues. There remain issues that need to move forward concurrently between the state and producers. You've heard me say for 5 years now that shippers must make advancements. We must do so as a pipeline company. The state must, the federal government, all stakeholders must work together for this project to succeed. That's always been the case, and it remains the case.
That's a point Governor Sean Parnell agrees with. In a statement, he says he didn't welcome the news about Denali, but he sees a silver lining in that the decision leaves BP and ConocoPhillips in a position to join the state-sponsored project. Palmer says they'd be welcomed as shippers or more.
We have openly offered for years that any major customer that also wishes to be our equity partner can do so. That offer has been on the table for years. It remains on the table. We would love to see parties commit their gas, and if they wish to be an equity partner, we'd add to our project team's expertise by having them join us.
Federal Pipeline Coordinator Larry Persily is taking a long view of the situation. He says the economic picture on gas supply and demand could change 10 years out and beyond. And he says the gas line is too important to Alaska's economy not to keep trying.
Today, U.S. natural gas markets are adequately supplied by shale gas. They will be for the near term. Question is going to be 2020 and beyond. Is there going to be enough market demand for Alaska gas? Will the prices be high enough to make this project feasible?
State House Speaker Mike Chenault says the Denali decision should lead the state to abandon the TransCanada project in favor of a smaller line dedicated to supplying energy primarily to South Central markets. In a statement, Chenault says Denali's future shows that it's too late to build a line supplying any more than what Alaskans need. With help from Dave Donaldson in Juneau, I'm Annie Feit in Anchorage.